Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And the only way you're going to get a fair shot at information is if you support a radio station like WAMC. Alan, we're trying to raise $500,000 in the lockbox
by Monday, February 6th.
I see the total today, $297,922
from so many
incredible, amazing members and listeners supporting us.
That's right. We're very close to that $300,000 mark. We'll go rolling in today because there was no mail yesterday. So you'll get the 3 days of people who mailed stuff in. Look, this is so serious that it defies discussion. It's just that if we want this radio station now more than ever, then we got to do it. We know that Breitbart, the right-wing organization, which has a person in the White House sitting right next to Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, is doing his best and representing, I would presume, what he came from, which is Breitbart. And the first thing Breitbart said was, get rid of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So that's extraordinary. And they will. Now look, can we make it? We will make it. Somebody wrote me yesterday and said, yeah, but what about the other 900 radio stations? That's right. Look, this is a very tough time, and we all have to be together, but if in fact they take the money away, then we have to be here, and we will. I guarantee you that we'll fight like hell to keep it, but it means everybody has to get to a phone, 1-800-323-9262, hit zero, and somebody will take your pledge, or go to WAMC.org and just do what you can to make that halfway in the drive.
Again, WAMC.org to put your money in. And of course, we thank you for whatever you can do. Alan, inauguration week, and as the Times puts it, the Trump era arrives. A sense of uncertainty grips the world. Many nations wondering about Donald Trump's policies as they sort through his often contradictory statements. Also a sense that his words should not be taken too literally.
Yeah, you know, there is always this sense with Trump that because he is a believer, he says, in the art of the deal, you get people to stand on one foot and then it makes it easier to negotiate with them. But it also can upset the world order to the point where you endanger the country and everybody else. For example, China. We do know that Trump has announced that he is a fan of the Russians, that he likes Putin, and he keeps sticking China with a sharp needle. In the beginning, they sort of ignored it. Now they're not ignoring it anymore. Now look, this is a world where a lot of people have bombs, a lot of people have spies, a lot of people have ways of getting at you. So it does look like he's going out of his way just to poke them. And that, of course, is extraordinarily dangerous, to say nothing of he's after the Germans now, because basically he's saying we're going to put a 30-something percent tax on any car you make abroad and send over here. That is, again, a red flag for the trading relationships we have with other countries. He is a fan of Brexit. He says that he'll be there to set up good trade relations with the new England. But on the other hand, he knows he can't do that for 2 years, or he should know, because they're not going to be out fully for 2 years. Of Brexit situation. So this is a guy who knows very little about international trade. He's intuitive, of course, in his own head, but he really could create a situation where there is terrible, terrible trouble as a result of his fooling around.
No fooling around in New York today. It's budget day. Governor Cuomo is due to release his budget. Revenues are down. The repeal of Obamacare could cost the state billions of dollars. Your thoughts on the governor and the budget fight ahead?
Well, obviously, we'll have to see what the budget says before we make any pronouncements. We do know that a lot is going to depend on Medicaid, whether or not the Trump administration takes money away from New York, huge amounts of money because of destroying Medicaid. We know he is calling for free college education. We don't know if he means it or whether he just wants, as we say in politics, the issue. And then we'll have to watch the contentious relationship between the governor and his legislature, who really apparently just hate his guts right now because they didn't get their pay raise. In the meantime, the governor has done a couple of good things. The call for free college education for those under $125,000 makes a lot of sense to me. His stance on gun control has been exemplary. So there are some very good things about this governor that he's doing right now, and we'll just have to watch the budget and see what he says.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Always good to talk to you, Alan. And to those of you that can do it now, WAMC.org. Put the money in the lockbox.
Well, David, you are so right, and it is so, so important. Again, WAMC.org.